to the word of the Lord. Hey, praise God. Don't you look forward to the pastor breaking the bread tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. We are so blessed, amen, to have a man of God to bring the bread of life to us. Praise God. Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it good to be in church tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God for these Thursday night services. And God has been so good to us. Good to see a lot of new faces around here and some old faces. Hallelujah. I won't call any names, but so glad to see everyone here. Some of our first-time guests here tonight. Thank God for His goodness and mercy to us. Hallelujah. Well, Lord bless what we endeavor to do tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 1. 1 Kings 19 and verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Bathsheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did drink, or he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him, and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey," everybody say, "the journey, the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. I want you to notice verse 7, "And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, 'Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee.'" Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We pray that you would help us tonight, God, to give this word to the church that's here tonight, everyone that is here. We pray for your anointing and power, God, in Jesus' name. We believe and we pray. Amen. And you can be seated. When you talk about a journey, you're talking about a place of destiny, a place that you're supposed to arrive at a certain location, and we're on a journey tonight. In fact, not only is the church on a journey, but there's a lot of people in the world. In fact, I guess everybody is on a journey somewhere, one of two places. And the Bible tells us that we need to number our days. We need to number our days. Things are moving. We're on the river of life. Time is running out. It's being very liberally spent. The youngest that is here, if the Lord tarries, it's going to be before you know what has happened, and you'll be at the end of the road. We're all headed somewhere, and we're on a tremendous, important journey. How many wants to finish the course? Hallelujah. How many wants to finish the course? Made up in your mind. I don't want to be sidetracked. I don't want to find myself at some area of my life walking in the opposite direction and distancing myself further and further away from truth and the true journey. Hallelujah. It's a sad sight in life to see people that are out of touch with where they are in life. People that as quick as life is passing and days are being spent and the coins of time are being spent, never to be spent again, they liberally spend time, not even serious about where they're headed, where they're going, what the end of the matter will be. Hallelujah. Take a 50-year-old man. I got this written down as a 50-year-old man, and it don't seem like he's that old now. But you take a 50-year-old man in a sports car, hallelujah, with his top buttons unbuttoned, hallelujah, looks like a bald eagle on his chest, hallelujah, and hallelujah, a gold chain around his neck, hallelujah, and he looks like he's trying to be in the 60s instead of the 2017s. Hallelujah. Doesn't realize where he's at. He's got caught in the midst of a journey that's going to end up in eternity, and yet is so lackadaisical concerning the way he spends his day. He don't know where he's at in life. Hallelujah. He's taking all kinds of drugs and doing all kinds of things to try to be young and exuberant and be able to do what he used to do when he was in his 20s and 30s and 40s. What he did not know, he was already headed down the hill. Hallelujah. But not knowing where you're at. I've said this before, an 80-year-old woman with a miniskirt on don't know where she's at. She does not know where she's at. Hallelujah. Several years ago, my Uncle Frank, he was about 90 years old, and one of the grandsons or something or another popped a few firecrackers under his window, and he didn't know who it was, and boy, he got upset. And in fact, I think he got his gun out. But anyway, he got real upset, and he told me, he said, yeah, they just don't know I can be bad when I want to be bad. I'm going to tell you, 90-year-old men are not usually bad. Hallelujah. When it comes to getting a physical fight or something like that, it's kind of like, hallelujah, when you get about 30 and hit that ball for the first time in 15 years and you start trying to run to first base. And I mean, you can rip all your gears out because, you know, you just don't realize where you're at. Hallelujah. It's a sad thing when daddies all of a sudden decide that they're not going to be fathers anymore. Are they going to just start doing a lot of things on the side? Hallelujah. And they're going to be a teenager again. Hallelujah. A father with four kids decides to be a teenager again. They simply don't know where they are in life. I want to tell you, I'm looking at some folks here tonight that we ought to know at least a lot better than people in the world where we're at and how it's counting down and how that we're all at different pauses of life, at different sections of the road as far as age is concerned. In another sense of the word, we're all together as a church and we're journeying and we're traveling together. Hallelujah. And so it's important for us to know where we're at. There are those that get caught up in the phases of life, and they don't see the whole picture of what's going on. Many a person falls in the ditch early in life, never to move forward again, never to learn anything new again. Hallelujah. Never to understand that life is a journey. Hallelujah. And they fail to see the picture. Hallelujah. All of us that are here tonight, we are on a journey. There are people that are hung up on something that someone said or something that happened to them. Hallelujah. 25 years ago. And instead of just burying the past and saying what really counts right now is the present and the future, hallelujah, they can't seem to get past certain times of life. I know there are horrible things that can happen to people. I know that there are people that are sitting here tonight, that there are certain circumstances that are challenging your life, and you're wondering, you know, what? I didn't know that life was going to be like this. Some of us have got elderly parents, like I've got a mother that has got dementia or whatever it is, and she's not the same person that she used to be. And I was talking with Brother Bowman tonight in the same situation. You never know when you talk about the journey, all that's going to be involved in this journey. One thing that you really need to make up in your mind about is the destiny, the destination, what you have purposed in your heart of when it's all over with. And the last note is played and silence has come and you leave this world to go to another world. It is so important for us to be ready and be prepared and know where we're at and know where we're headed and know what's going to happen when we get there. But we don't know what's happening in this journey of however long we've got. God help us tonight. Hallelujah. To realize that constantly things are changing. And we're headed toward eternity. Hallelujah. When the Lord looks at our lives, he sees whatever phase we are going through. Hallelujah. But he also, in context, sees what he has planned for us and what has been our past and what is our present and what is our future. Hallelujah. When we're not doing as well as we have at other times in life, I don't believe that God looks down on us with disdain. He wants us to understand that it's a journey that we're in. Hallelujah. It's a journey that we're in. We're headed somewhere. Hallelujah. God's got his hand on our life. And sometimes there's things that come in our world that we don't know why that they happen the way that they have happened. And why is this going on right now? And there's sometimes that God seems to be silent and he does not explain everything that is happening and will happen in our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when he sees what we are doing and what we're going through, he looks at it in the context of the whole picture of our life. In the text, we get a picture of Elijah in a small momentary phase of his life. Hallelujah. Elijah had just had a great success in his ministry, probably the greatest success. And he had stood on Carmel and he had called down fire from heaven. And hallelujah, they had prepared a sacrifice that was soaking wet with hallelujah, with water and trenches around it. And he had challenged all the false prophets of Baal. Hallelujah. They had been dancing around and cutting themselves and acting like idiots and nothing was happening on their side of the field. Hallelujah. But oh, how different it was when Elijah, hallelujah, began to prophesy and began to pray. They had spent the better part of the day, Baal's followers, and they had cried out and they had called out and nothing of significance had happened. But I want to tell you, when the man of God cried out, hallelujah, things started happening. Hallelujah. Fire fell from heaven. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, there was something of power that came on the top of that mountain. Hallelujah. Before it was over, everybody in that part of the country believed in this God of Elijah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he's in this momentary phase of his life. Hallelujah. And it's great success and great things have happened. Hallelujah. And right after this great success, we see him in a situation, hallelujah, where he is depressed and he is in despair. Now, why would we think it would be odd for us to find ourselves on this journey at times feeling just like this man felt? I want to preach to you tonight, and I want to preach to myself tonight. Hallelujah. Everything is not going to be a party. Hallelujah. And it seems like at times, it seems like it's almost regularly that when the greatest moments that we see the hand of God revealed and great things happening, many times it's right after that, hallelujah, that we feel an emptiness and there's questions in our mind and we wonder where are we at now and what is going on now in our life. We have that happen from a Sunday night to a Monday morning. Is that not right? Hallelujah. We can join with the saints of God and worship and praise the Lord, and it feels like we're fixing to leave this world for another world. Hallelujah. And God revives us and God touches us. Hallelujah. And before it's over with a night's sleep, we can wake up the next morning and feel like that we are so distanced from God and our faith is challenged and we wonder, you know, what is this all about, this journey through life? Hallelujah. There's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs. There's a lot of mountains and there's a lot of valleys there's a lot of things around us and family members and loved ones and church members. There's all kinds of things that can happen to us in this journey that we're on. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, you're looking at a preacher tonight. I want to finish the journey. Hallelujah. I don't have to feel everything I want to feel to finish the journey. Circumstances and situations don't have to be perfect in my life. Hallelujah. I want to have something on the inside of me that causes me to keep doing what I know is right. Hallelujah. I want to stay in this Bible, the most sure word of prophecy, beyond tongues and interpretation and prophecies and miracles and the gifts of faith and all this thing. Hallelujah. To know that there's some things that are written in the word of the Lord, that he has magnified his word above his name. Hallelujah. 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 Jezebel had sent word to this prophet. Hallelujah. That just like he had killed her prophets, she was going to kill him. Hallelujah. When he heard it, it's hard to believe, but when he heard it, hallelujah, the faith that had so radiated him on Mount Carmel seemed to have dismissed itself. It was lost. Hallelujah. The fears was gone. It was like yesterday's Coca-Cola. Hallelujah. What had been so alive and bubbling. Hallelujah. Now here he is. And in verse 4, he says, it is enough. Another translation says it like this: I've had enough. How many has ever had the Holy Ghost and you felt like, really, hallelujah, there was time. You knew you had it, but hey, I've had enough. God allows these things to happen to us. Hallelujah. He's going to take every one of us before it's over with, and we're going to become a picture. Hallelujah. Of trial and tribulation and test and circumstances and situations that we have to react to right and save ourselves from this untoward generation. Now, I want to tell you what this is tonight. This is Bible study tonight. Now, I want to tell you something else that's real, real good. It's when we go to conferences. Hallelujah, and they blow the trumpets and they scream and they holler and we're going to stamp the devil out and we're going to do this and we're going to beat up every, you know, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. I said there's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, sometimes you settle down and you look and you say, you know, I'm not always going to be kissing the ceiling and swinging from the chandeliers. Every service we have is not going to just be a blowout. We just can't hardly keep our feet on the ground. Hallelujah. There's going to be some times that things are going to be normal. And it's just going to be, we're going to be living from one day to the next day. And we're on a journey. We're on a pathway. And we know where we're headed. We don't know what's between us and the glory world. But we have to make up in our mind that whatever is between us, hallelujah, I'm going to finish the course in Jesus' name. I don't believe that Elijah realized how tired he was. I'm going to tell you, I'm preaching to me. But I'm preaching to you too. He didn't realize how tired he was, how spent he was. How did he get spent? With the presence and the power of God Almighty flowing through his physical body. and him standing against the enemy and looking in the eyes of hell itself. That's right. And I want to tell you, those great times of handling the devil and taking care of him can happen when we don't feel anything. Some of the greatest miracles that I've seen when I've prayed for somebody, hallelujah, has been when I felt nothing. But I just obeyed the king. I obeyed God. Hallelujah. And so here he was. He was tireder than he thought he was. He was in a depressed state. Hallelujah. And he concludes that you need to take away my life, for I'm no better than my fathers. Hallelujah. You know how they turned out. And it don't look like I'm going to do any better than they did. You ever feel that way? Hallelujah. 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 When you look at it, it's amazing at what he said. After calling down fire from heaven and destroying 400 false prophets. Hallelujah. I imagine when he got through doing that, there was a lot of people wanting to be like him. Hallelujah. Oh man, I'd like to be like Elijah. But they didn't know what was about to happen. And here he is, and he's tired of being who he is. And he just didn't want to deal with it anymore. Hallelujah. Yet it's at the greatest moments of depletion and weakness that God's strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest sermons come out from a heart that has been hurt. Hallelujah. Songs and testimonies are birthed in times of great fear and turmoil, where sometimes we wonder if we're going to make it to the end of the journey. Hallelujah. Almost every time you hear a preacher preach a great message or a singer sing a song that is so deeply felt, or somebody gives a testimony that blesses you, it's fair for you to ask the question, what did they have to go through? What did they have to experience to be able to deliver such a great blessing? Hallelujah. People see what someone does up front, but they really, the real development takes place behind the scenes. Job said it was on the left hand of God that God worked. Hallelujah. It wasn't the great hand, right hand of power. Hallelujah. But what brought about that power was the work that took place in the darkness. The work that took place when nobody saw what was going on the left hand where God doth work. There has to be a private struggle before there can be a public performance. Hallelujah. There needs to be a private struggle before there can be a public performance. I heard a story years ago of a very young lady in her early teens that was a singer, and people loved to hear her sing. And the news was out that she was going to be famous. And so one of the greatest old talent scouts called her in to listen to her sing. Every note was perfect. Everything seemed to be done just right, except, hallelujah, the old talent scout said she needs a little pain in her life. Her voice is not what it will be because she needs some trouble. She needs some suffering to sing the songs that she's going to sing. Hallelujah. She's got to have experienced what she's singing about. You know, that's what happens to us when we sit on these apostolic pews and we've had a rough day and the devil's given us a fit and a loved one has hurt us deeply, and hallelujah, all these things are working on our minds. Hallelujah. And we come to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we start singing, hallelujah, some of the beautiful songs, hallelujah, that tell of his grace and his goodness and his mercy and his love. It's not something that just comes
from the vocal cords. It's something that comes from deep down on the inside of your soul. You got something to sing about. The preacher has something to preach about. We've got something to shout about. Praise the Lord for. Hallelujah, because it ain't always been perfect in our life. The sun don't always shine in our life. It gets as dark on us as it does on anybody else. Hallelujah. We find ourselves at times in the same struggles that the sinner finds himself in. And sometimes the righteous question and wonder, how can this be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. America spends millions of dollars every year on shortcuts, trying to make life easier. But I want to tell you, with some things, there is no shortcut. Hallelujah. There's got to be a place at Calvary's cross for all of us. There's got to be a place of commitment and consecration. There's got to be a place where things are crucified, like self-will and pride. Hallelujah. To where the main thing is the journey we're on and the God that's waiting on us. While He is walking with us and by us, He is also waiting on us at the end of the road. I want to finish the journey. Hallelujah. My heart has been more hurt, hallelujah, in this city than any place I've ever been in. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you one reason why. One reason why is because I had, hallelujah, in the early stages of life, it's just different. And you teenagers, you're running around with dreams in your mind and your heart, and everything seems to be perfect at times. Hallelujah. But give life a little time to work on you. Hallelujah. There's no shortcuts to the walk of faith. Hallelujah, where you can look the impossible in the face and prophesy and say everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. There's no shortcuts without, hallelujah, battle, where opposition comes against you and it seems like you're losing more and more and more of what you think you have. Hallelujah. But yet, as God weakens you, hallelujah, His strength is made perfect. Hallelujah, when we are weakened and we realize, you know, there's nothing I can do now. There's no way for me to fight through this. I've got to put this in the hands of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, help me tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the beautiful things about prayer is that it gives us an opportunity to see ourselves. Hallelujah. There's times that when we pray, we see the ugly. We see, hallelujah, those things that, hallelujah, has been in our life or maybe is in our life. Hallelujah. And we look at them and they tear our heart out. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. But it's a beautiful thing to start allowing the Holy Ghost to dig things out of the way and clarify things. And hallelujah. And all of a sudden you begin to experience things that you didn't experience the young days of you living for God. Hallelujah. 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 And then there's that prayer that comes that builds faith and lets us, hallelujah, see the face of God. Hallelujah. Instead of looking in the mirror while we prayed at first and we saw our ugliness. Hallelujah. There comes a time when we pray and we see the beauty of God. We see the face of God in our prayer. And hallelujah. We're on that journey and we're getting closer and closer. And hallelujah. God comes with encouragement and with love to tell us, hey, hallelujah, I want to encourage you. You're going to make it. You can't make it by yourself. That's what Elijah was told. You can't make it. You're not going to make it by yourself. You better wake up and you better eat and you better get prepared for the journey that you're headed in, or you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it within yourself. Hallelujah, but I'm glad God will help us. And God will provide for us. Hallelujah, when we have collapsed and we're asleep, hallelujah, we can wake up to a cake that has been cooked and water that is to be drunk. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And if we fool around and we don't get as much as we need to get and we go back to sleep, the angel will come again and awaken us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to see ourselves. Hallelujah. It's also a blessing
to look in the face of God. No one will stand at the judgment in the confidence of what they have done for God, but in what He has done for them. That's the only way we're going to stand at that judgment. And when we stand there, we're not going to be the ones that's going to be interrogated. Hallelujah. We sent the Lamb ahead of us and the blood ahead of us. Hallelujah. What's so wonderful to find out is that on the sacrificial lamb, that lamb had to be perfect. The sinner that brought the lamb to the altar, he didn't have to be perfect. He had to be repentant. He had to bring the sacrifice. But he would bring the sacrifice. And they say there were around 50 tests that a lamb that was going to be sacrificed had to pass the test. They could not have any deformity about them. Everything had to be just right. The high priest would kneel down and start running his hands through the fleece and over the body and looking in all areas. Very careful that this sheep had to be perfect, without blemish. All that time, the man that committed the sin that needed to offer the sheep, he wasn't being scrutinized. He had brought the price. He had brought the price. And I want to tell you, with us, there's no reason for any of us not to finish the journey. Don't learn to sit on these pews and just criticize or look at the worst. Hallelujah. All of us have passed through times of embarrassment. And the good Lord has been merciful to us to say, come on, get back on the road again. We're headed somewhere. Hallelujah. It's a place that is prepared for us. Hallelujah. It's a place that is prepared for us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Psalms 139 and verse 23, I think they read it tonight. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. None of us that are here that are part of this church needs to be running with anything or anybody that's headed in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. I want to warn our new converts here tonight. Hallelujah. You come in, you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to realize that you need to stay close to the family of God. You need to stay close to the group that's headed in the right direction, because there's people that's headed in the wrong direction and they're trying to push you back and push you off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to finish the course. Hallelujah. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart and try me. I want to be put to the test and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. We need repentance operating in our life. Hallelujah. We need praise operating in our life. We need petitions operating in our life. We need intercession operating in our life. We need travail operating in our life. Hallelujah. Different channels of prayer that we need to get in the middle and pray and find out what channel God is in. And because we're on a journey and he's directing us in the path that we ought to go in. Hallelujah. We should never discard the gift of repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, that repentance can always stir us and move us and bring tears in our eyes, that godly sorrow can work. Hallelujah. Repentance unto salvation. But you know what? We don't need to repent all the time. Hallelujah. We go through a phase of time and we're repenting and we're asking God forgive us and work in our lives and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then there comes a time we need to do something different. We need to feel after God and meditate after God. Let God have an opportunity to speak to us and talk to us. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's time to praise the Lord and magnify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to be transparent, okay? I'm going to be transparent.
Hallelujah. Just a few weeks ago, I was in a situation where I was trying to preach, and I was so confused, and I couldn't get my thoughts straight. And a part of it may have been because I was up all night the night before, except for 2 hours, and caught a plane and got to where I was going. And when I got there, there was no time to rest. There was no time. But anyway, I can have that problem without all that going on. Hallelujah. But I got to crying about it. I got to praying about it. I said, God, touch me, Lord. Help me, God. Hallelujah. Help me to deliver my burden, my soul. Hallelujah. You know, I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't getting anywhere. And then all of a sudden, I said, you know, it's Thanksgiving time is what time it is. And I started thanking God and praising God. God, you're going to be with me. God, you're going to help me. I want to tell you, God's helping me tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to stand by you. Hallelujah. Quit your crying. Quit your begging. Quit your pleading. Hallelujah. We're in a section on the road right now. I want to hear some praise. I want to hear some honor. I want to hear some hallelujah. How much you love me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what? And I tend to do this, and I'm gonna do it some more. I want to tell you, I enjoy weeping before the Lord and crying before the Lord. I want God to break everything that needs to be broken, but I don't want it to stay there all the time. Hallelujah. You know what? You get to where you think you care in the whole world. And in one sense of the word, when you look at this journey that we're on and we look at the pluses and the minuses and people that are going to be lost and people that are going to be saved, there's something in us. Oh, the world's dying and going to hell. And you know what? I carry that. I try to carry that. I weep and I cry and I pray. But God don't want me to carry that all the time. Hallelujah. Sometimes he wants me to brag on him and talk about him and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Sometimes weeping and crying can be depression that's trying to take us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so there's types of prayer that enable us to look within ourselves. And then there's types of prayers that help us to look to Jesus. And on this road that we're traveling down, we got to stay on top of things. Hallelujah. There needs to be an audit in our life ever so often. Hallelujah. Where we question ourselves and we question what's going on and we question our motives. Hallelujah. And then there's other times that there's prayers that we pray that help us look to Jesus. We need to see that he's still on the journey. He's still with us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to have a right perspective. Hallelujah, to help us get through this journey that we're on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not just how people react and behave in their victories. It's how they act and behave in their defeats. There's times that God allows us to be defeated, be broken. Hallelujah. It enhances the whole thing, doesn't it? It's just like sometimes when, people that never, I say never, there's no such thing as anybody never having any problems. But sometimes things go so good, it doesn't take long for us not to appreciate the good things. That we have less appreciation for the good things than we do the bad things. At least when things start going in reverse. Hallelujah, we recognize we need the Lord and he's there for us. And it's those times that we look back and see that mile marker and that we're remembered of what happened and how good God's been to us. Really and truly, it's not the most that we speak of when we speak of the mountaintops, but it's the valleys. It is the valleys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, everything that Jezebel said was going to happen
to Elijah, nothing happened. You know, Elijah, he was wringing his hands. I mean, he didn't wait to light a shuck. When that servant of Jezebel came and repeated what she had said, he didn't wait for nothing. I mean, he got up and took off running. He was looking for a hole in the ground somewhere. This is the great prophet of fire. This is the great God that liked to shut the whole country down in just one service. And he goes from way up there to way down. That's right. Hallelujah. Bipolar. You know, we getting names for all this stuff. When a lot of it is just contrariness and stubbornness and, hallelujah, misbehavior. And they need a derrian whip when there's a child and stuff like that, you know. Just some country boy stuff. Oh, Jesus. Some folks will allow one moment to change their life forever. They don't allow God through his word and through his compassion for them to change their perspective. Hallelujah. Just one little moment. Charles Dickens wrote a book, Great Expectations. It was a story of a woman that was fixing to marry, she thought, a young man, Miss Harvesham, I think it was. And the guy was smart and run off and left her. At that moment, everything changed in that young girl's life. The clock on the wall quit moving. The wedding dress she continued to wear, it, I guess it fell apart. I didn't get the end of the story. Yeah. Just everything deteriorated around her. She allowed it to happen. Her wedding cake still there on the table, covered with mold. I want to tell you, everything in our life is touched by our perspective. Perception. You know, as a pastor, I deal with problems, troubles, sleepless nights. Preacher problems, friends problems, one situation after another situation. And some of you face some of the same stuff. That's right. But I want to tell you what makes the difference is our perspective. And I'm not going to stand here tonight and tell you the devil's never going to get you down again, because he probably will. He probably will. But hallelujah, we need to hang in there. We're going to hang in there. Don't lose faith in people around you. Don't lose faith in yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Forgive yourself. I see more people, God forgiving them way before they forgive themselves. Hallelujah. That's right. Don't get hung up some kind of deal that you never can get out of. You box yourself in. You get this attitude, I've had enough of all of this. We got people right here in this city is trying to kill themselves. That's right. Problems, troubles, situations. I've had enough. But I want to tell you, we're on a journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, let's quit. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just read a few scriptures. Galatians 5 and 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You're going to let something hinder you? Matthew 10 and 22, but he that endureth unto the end, same shall be saved. Isn't that wonderful? That's the requirement, just to continue. He'll see to it that everything's all right. Hallelujah. You endure to the end and you will be saved. We're on a journey. This great salvation is designed to carry us through. We don't need to perish like those that are out in the world. Hallelujah. Some of you that's, you've had the Holy Ghost, or you have a little bit of it, or you need to go ahead and get filled up. You're trying to address your troubles before you address the problem of emptiness. Hallelujah. Get God's attention. Make sure you're walking in stride with Him. Hallelujah. And your problems will work themselves out. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Paul's thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 12 and 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. He went to God, his friend, three different times, and God turned him down. And I want to tell you, it was no doubt very severe pain, whatever it was. Thorn in his flesh. But I want to tell you, that didn't stop him. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. That's what God said. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You know, when you get all the way down and there's nothing you can do for yourself, everything's going to be all right. You may not think it's going to be all right, but it's going to be all right. Even to the point that Paul was ready to be delivered. He was ready to die. It's more expedient for me. Hallelujah. What do you do with a guy like that? What do you throw in front of him to stop him? I want to stay on this journey. Church, let's stay together. Let's stay on this journey. Hallelujah. 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 2 Timothy 1 and 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He's able. Hallelujah. Well, what can separate us from the love of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Principalities or powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. None of these things. In one place they said, none of these things bother me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think we're dealing with problems, but more than problems, we're dealing with preparations. God sending us some things to prepare us for miracles. Hallelujah. Sometimes our problems is more than preparation. It's a platform for a miracle. God brings us in that position to do the impossible. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord. Don't underestimate the journey. God's in this journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God's given us will last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for your goodness. I feel your presence here, God. I feel your presence standing behind this pulpit. Hallelujah. Church, would you come up closer? Come on, come up closer to us tonight.
Hallelujah. Not for long, but to just come and say, God, we're in this together. Hallelujah. There's protection in a crowd. There's protection when people are of like mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a great protection around here when the saints of God join themselves together. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody feel comfortable to come tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you got a place prepared for us. You got a place prepared for us. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Unity, unity, unity. Bring us together, God. Oh, I thank you for the unity that I feel, God. But help us to be knit together. Hallelujah. Help us to be knit together. Oh, the most perilous time, but yet the greatest time. Oh, what a glorious time. Oh, God, let something connect us like we've never been connected before. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Oh, we love you, we love you. You love us so much, God. You love us so much, God. You love us so much, Lord. You love us so much. Oh, I praise you for it, God. I thank you for helping me, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You might want to pray for somebody right next to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We believe the will of the Lord will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we need her, Lord. We need this lady, God, in our church. We need this.